The Super Delicious Cereal presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, defender of law and order, champion of equal rights, valiant, courageous fighter against the forces of hate and prejudice, who today encounters more strange experiences with Jimmy Olsen and Professor Twiddle on their way to the underground city of the Moon Dwellers. We'll return to the scene in just a moment. But first, a word from our friend, Dan McCullough.
You know, gang, they say time flies. And nowadays, when you're busy rounding out your collection of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep, seems like time flies with the speed of Superman. Why, almost before you know it, you're close to having all 18 buttons in the first series. It's mighty exciting and loads of fun. Exciting fun when Mom opens a new package of Pep to see which button is inside. Thrilling fun when you get a duplicate to shop around among your pals and see who has a duplicate to trade with you. Doggone wonderful fun wearing all your Pep comic buttons pinned on your jacket or dress or cap for everybody to see. And there'll be lots more fun, too, because something new and exciting is coming along soon. So get busy on your collection, gang. Why, these Pep comic buttons are so easy to get, you don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. Fact is, you can't buy them anywhere. All you have to do is to make sure Mom keeps stocked up with plenty of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. There's an exclusive prize in every package. See how soon you can finish up your collection of comic buttons from P.E.P. Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
Convinced that Poco had been carried away by the Moon Dwellers, shaggy little creatures who appear to be half man and half monkey and live far under the surface of the moon, Superman, Jimmy Olsen, and Professor Twiddle followed a winding underground tunnel to a cave on a subterranean river. Unable to make use of his X-ray vision because the meteoric soil contained lead, Superman threw himself against a wall of the cave in an attempt to find a way out. Shouting that he was falling, the Man of Steel disappeared, leaving Jimmy and the Professor alone in the pitch-black cave with no way out except via the mysterious swift-flowing river in which lurked a strange species of yellow-eyed lizards. Listen.
We're cooked geese, Professor. Superman's gone and we're stuck in this cave. We're cooked geese.
Geese? Did you say geese?
I said cooked ones. Or dead ducks, if you like that better.
Oh, no, no, thank you. I much prefer geese. Or chicken.
Oh.
Although, come to think of it, I'll have fried chicken with mashed potatoes and gravy, you know, and peas.
Oh, stop it.
Huh? Oh, you're quite right. I think wax beans would be better than peas. And hot buttered biscuits.
Will you stop? Are we in a bad enough fix without you reminding me how hungry I am?
Hungry? Did you say you were hungry? Bless my stomach, so am I. Why don't we have dinner?
Oh, sure. Why don't we? Call a waiter.
Oh, yes, that's an excellent idea. Waiter, I say, where is the waiter?
He just stepped out.
He did? Where?
Oh, I can't joke anymore. I'm scared. What are we going to do, Professor?
Do? Do about what?
Well, about getting out of this cave, for one thing.
The cave? Oh, yes, the cave.
And finding Superman and Poco.
Yes, 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 Superman and Poco.
And then getting back to Earth.
Jimmy, that too, that too. Bless my beard, how are we going to accomplish all those things, young man?
I guess we're not going to accomplish any of them.
We're not? You say not? Oh, don't say that. We must get back to Earth. We really must. I must report, publish a report of my amazing discoveries on the moon. Just think. We discovered that the other side of the moon has an atmosphere. Think of that.
Uh-huh.
And think of the little moon dwellers and the great winged mammals that have been extinct on Earth for millions of years.
I don't want to think about them.
And the Lassiteria. I mean, if they are Lassiteria, the strange lizard-like creatures.
I don't want to think about them either. I just want to... Oh, creeps. Here they come.
Huh? What's that?
The lizards, or whatever they are.
What about them? Where?
They're coming in here from the river again. Did you hear them and see their yellow eyes? Oh, golly.
Well, yes. Yes, so they are. How wonderful. I'll have an opportunity to study them. Where's my notebook? I must find my notebook. Have you seen my notebook, young man?
Well, look out, Professor.
Look out for what?
The lizards. They'll hit you with their tails.
Bless my beard. One almost did hit me. But this is a splendid opportunity to study them. Their luminescent scales give off quite a good light, you know. Please help me find my notebook.
Look out. Oh, another one almost got you.
That's my beard.
Oh, come on. We scared him away before. Maybe we can scare him away again. Stamp your feet.
I don't want to scare them away.
You'd rather be not silly by their big horned tail, huh? Come on, stamp. Beat it, you, or whatever you are. And straight. Back into the river with you. Go on. Go on.
Young man, you're driving them away.
I bet I am. Go on now. Back into the drink.
gone.
Gladys, what have you done?
I'll probably save our lives for the moment.
But how am I to determine now what to call them in my book?
What book?
The one I shall write as soon as we return to Metropolis, of course. I shall call it, let me see. What shall I call it?
Oh, you take the cake, Professor.
Cake? Who said anything about cake? Oh, well, I shan't worry about the title now. I must decide, however, what to call the Lassatilia. Only I can't call them Lassatilia, even though they do resemble the Trachysaurus rugosus, as well as the Zonurus and Agamidae,
oh,
because they're luminescent.
Stop with that double talk.
The double what?
The talk. You're driving me nuts.
First it's cakes, and then it's nuts. Young man, are you quite sure you feel all right?
Who, me? Oh, I feel fine. I feel great. Well, why shouldn't I? We're only lost in a cave on the moon, a quarter of a million miles from Earth, and nowhere to get back there, and something's happened to Superman. Yeah, everything's wonderful. Just too wonderful.
Well, bless my beard, I quite forgot all that. And my docket being disabled.
Huh?
I mean, my rocket being disabled. We are stuck on the moon, aren't we?
Well, we're stuck under the surface of the moon, in case you're interested.
Yes, of course. Well, what shall we do?
You're asking me?
Yes, certainly I'm asking you. You have a head on your shoulders, young man. You're resourceful. Why, when those great winged mammals attacked us in the rocket, it was you who thought to drive them off with a fire extinguisher. Now, all you have to do is devise some means of getting us out of this predicament.
Oh, that's all I have to do, huh?
That's all. Very simple. I shall attend to the rest of it. Putting the story of our amazing experiences between book covers, I mean.
Well, that's pretty nice of you, Professor.
Think nothing of it. I'll be glad to do it. Just get us out of this, did you call it before? Oh, yes, tickle.
The only way out of this cave is the river.
Yes, of course, the river. All we need is a boat.
Oh, is that all?
Yes, that's all. Perhaps we could build one. I'm good at building things. I built a radar rocket, you know.
That's something I'd like to forget. Anyhow, we can't build a boat because there's nothing to build one with. There's only meteoric dust in this cave.
I don't quite see how we could build a boat out of dust.
I was thinking we might try swimming the river and see where it took us. The current's awfully strong, and those big lizards are in the water.
The lizards are quite harmless, young man. Unless you get in the way of their tails, of course.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Well, maybe we ought to try it anyhow, though.
It's quite out of the question, young man.
Well, why is it? We're sunk if we stay here.
We'll sink much more quickly in the river. I can't swim, you know.
Oh, and that's out.
Think of something else.
I can't. I just... What's that?
What's what?
Well, didn't you hear that noise?
Noise? Why, no. I...
Well, there it is again.
Bless my... I do hear it. What is it?
I don't know, but I don't like it. Jeepers. It sounds like an earthquake.
Earthquake? You mean a moonquake, young man.
Huh? Well, yeah. Gosh, Professor, if there's an earthquake down here, I mean a moonquake.
Well, bless my soul, we just won't be.
You said it. What do we do?
I was just about to ask you that.
Oh, you're a great help. Holy smokes, what's that?
Bless my beard, I have no idea. It sounds quite terrible, doesn't it?
It sounds like curtains to me, Professor.
Their knees shaking, Jimmy Olsen and Professor Whittle stand in the dark cave and listen to the great thunder of sound about them. What is happening under the surface of the moon? We'll return in a moment to find out. But first, here again is your announcer.
You know, gang, you'll feel mighty disappointed someday soon if all your pals were rounding out their collections of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep, and you weren't pretty near to getting all 18 buttons, too. Why, you want to sport just as many of these Pep comic buttons on your jacket or dress or cap as the next kid. First off, you'd hate to miss the excitement of seeing which comic button is inside when Mom opens a new package of Pep. And you want to be in on the fun of swapping duplicates with your pals, too. And every single one of these Pep comic buttons is so doggone smart-looking that, well, you want to collect them all. Like Superman, for instance, and Periwinkle and Smitty and Lilims. Boy, the colors are so bright and sharp, the pictures of your favorite funny paper characters stand out like anything on these gleaming white enamel buttons. And right now is a good time to remind Mom to get you some more of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep, so you'll be all ready when I bring you that exciting news I've been hinting at. Get your comic button collection complete. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box top. And you can't buy these Pep comic buttons anywhere. They're exclusive prizes in packages of P-E-P, Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Trapped in a cave under the surface of the moon, Jimmy Olsen and Professor Twiddle heard sudden violent crashings and rumblings and a great swirling wind. Believing they were caught in an earthquake, or what the professor termed a moonquake, Jimmy gasped.
I think this is curtains for us, Professor. That window, whatever it is coming closer. Oh, gosh, here it comes. Professor, help! Help!
Relax, Jim.
Huh? What?
Sorry if I scared you, but when I went back up to the surface of the moon...
It's Superman.
That's right. As I said, when I got back to the surface of the moon, I found the shaft leading down to the tunnel blocked up. I couldn't see the tunnel from the surface because of the lead and the meteoric dust. So I had to keep blasting down until I found the river and followed it to this cave.
Oh, boy, I gotta sit down.
Oh, here, hang on to me.
I'm okay now. We thought it was an earthquake. Well, listen, what happened to you before when you broke out of the cave? You hollered you were falling.
I did fall, for miles.
Miles?
Yes, there's a deep pit on the other side of this cave. It seems to be bottomless. My hunch is that it penetrates to the poles of the moon, because the gravitational pull was terrific. I had quite a time getting away from it. I finally blasted my way into a deep crater and got back to the moon's surface.
Jeepers.
But I located the tunnel again, and now we can go after Poco.
Oh, gosh, yes, poor Poco. We've got to find him.
Well, we're going to try. Now, you and Professor Twiddle get under my arms. We'll fly upriver to where the tunnel is and... Hey, wait. Where is the professor?
Well, he's right here.
No, he isn't.
Well, sure he is. Professor, come here. We're going after Poco.
I tell you, he's not here, Jim.
But he must be. He was here just a minute ago.
Well, he's not here now.
What?
He's nowhere in this cave.
Leaping lizards.
Well, now what? First Poco, now Professor Twiddle, vanished into thin air. But how could the professor disappear from Jimmy's side so mysteriously? What strange forces are at work on the moon and under its surface? Forces which baffle even Superman. Don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls, when we learn more of a curious city under the moon, where Superman is called upon to match every ounce of his great strength against the most amazing opponents of his career. So tune in, same time, same station, and follow the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. Give a hip hip hooray, gang. It's back. For you and me, now there's Kellogg's famous variety. That's the swell variety carton with 10 separate generous packages of Kellogg's cereals, including Kellogg's Pep, Rice Krispies, Shredded Wheat, Corn Flakes, Crumbles, and 40% Bran Flakes. Each box in Kellogg's variety holds a fresh, crisp, heaping portion. Just help yourself to your favorite kind. Makes breakfast a picnic of fun. So ask Mom to get Kellogg's variety right away. And be sure to be with us for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.